Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Charlie Long, CEO of Critical Mineral Resources. Welcome back to the podcast, Charlie.
Thank you.
So we saw the news that the company's reported further encouraging drill results from its Agadir Malul copper silver project in Morocco, with shallow near-surface mineralization continuing to demonstrate good continuity. CMR has also completed an internal block model ahead of a maiden JORC resource expected in September. Charlie, another steady stream of results from Agadir Malul. What are these latest assays and the internal resource work telling you about the scale and potential of the project?
So I think the on the drill results, the one hole we had, which was about 10 meters, I think it was 9.7 or something, is very encouraging, because as I say in the announcement, if you have like pay zones like that, where you might have, I know at Tizza, they have these sort of areas where you have sort of 300 meters by 100 meters by 10 meters, for example, you quickly build up tonnage and it's very easy to make money out of areas like that. So although we haven't yet found a large pay zone, we expect we will. And just to sort of, and the reason for that is A, that we've found areas, slightly smaller areas, and we haven't finished drilling the areas that we're drilling now, and we've got, you know, 10 meter thick areas that could be expanded. But just the fact that we've got them means that there'll be more of them. And, you know, our geo, who does resource modeling across the Anti-Atlas, knows Tizza very well, extremely well. He's 101% convinced that it's exactly the same mineralized system, and that we will find, you know, areas of you know, thick mineralization, as well as the stuff that we're basically looking for, which is, you know, 2.5 meters thick, but near surface. So these drill results, and I think we've announced thick holes in the past, just show that we've got that potential for some nice thick zones. So that's really good. Then on the, I guess, on the block model, and the scale potential, the block model, I think there was some feedback from shareholders and just, I guess, the general market that, you know, putting out drill results which don't necessarily, you know, they could all be in one spot, doesn't really say anything until you give it some geographical context. So we thought it was best to put out our block model. And I touched on before, you know, there's the guy that's built this, you know, he used to be 43101, but being Moroccan, he doesn't need to, you know, he doesn't need 43101, so he stopped paying subscriptions many years back. But he's a very good quality and very conservative, very valuable part of the team, resource geo. So it's a high quality piece of work. And as you can probably see from the holes and some of the commentary and the announcement, you know, we've been drilling to 50 by 100 and 100 by 100, I think mainly by 50 100. So this is measured and indicated spacing. In a deposit that we know well, in a deposit where he has the geostatistical models from other mines in the same area. So it just shows to the market that we're very confident that we have a resource. Okay, as a listed company and a Western listed company, we need to give it the JORC or 43101 or SAMREC, even tick in the box later in the year. But we've got something already, and we've got enough to build a mine. So it's all good. And then the scale potential, look, the thickness does help with scale, because just on the back of a fag packet, if you had a kilometer by a kilometer by 10 meters, that's 25 million tons in a relatively small area. So if we can find, you know, pay zones which are 10 meters thick and, you know, a couple of hundred meters long and you know, say 100 meters wide, 200 meters wide, and get a few of them, then very quickly that just adds to our sort of bread and butter, 2.5 meter thick sort of yeah. Resource, and yeah, gets good tonnage. And we've got an acquisition that we expect to complete in the near future, where you can see mineralization over 10 meters of thickness. So we know that, and that's like 5-6 kilometers from where we're drilling now to the northeast. So we know that we've got good thick zones where we're drilling now and in this sort of acquisition property that will be coming up soon.
Yeah. And I see that the companies that effectively drilled less than 5% of this sedimentary target area, which I presume suggests significant exploration upside. So just talk us through and listeners through what they can expect in terms of, targeting the upside areas.
So I think we've got probably a couple of years of drilling, maybe more, where we can just drill extensions of outcropping mineralization. Because if you walk sort of on the eastern flank of the project and the western flank, basically the mineralization is outcropping on both sides, not everywhere, and it's not always mineralized, but there's plenty of targets where you can, just using mapping and geology, you can work out a drill target. So we'll probably start doing geophysics quite soon, but I think really drill targeting will be generated by geology, maybe mapping like fault structures and dikes and potential structures that may have concentrated mineralization in some areas. We're not actually totally sure exactly what's controlling the mineralization, but if you imagine a large project which is probably 70 kilometers squared, 80 kilometers squared now of sedimentary target, but a lot of it's outcropping, that's how we're going to be targeting our drilling over the next couple of years.
So,
So
Charlie,
it's sorry.
what makes you so certain that this is either a copy or the same system as TZ? And how big is TZ?
So Tizer, according to the last thing I saw on their website, was 130 million tons. I think it's open. The reason I'm certain is because our geo worked at Tizer and actually did their resource modeling and knows the Anti-Atlas like the back of his hand. He's discovered a couple of mines. I mean, in fact, he discovered the there's a private equity company called ARAD in Morocco, which is funded by a big family office out of West Africa, and it's involved lots. There's quite a few English people involved. And our senior geo found that mine in 2005 or something. He's run mines. But he basically knows this area extremely well, including Tizer extremely well. And the rocks are identical. You've got a basement, which is the very old Precambrian rock, and then on top of the basement, you've got Cambrian rocks and what they call in Morocco infracambrian, so just sort of like the very early rocks as the Cambrian age came in. And in that contact zone, mainly in the sediments on top of the basement, that's where the mineralization is. And where we are, we've got exactly the same stratigraphy of rock, so you can see the rock types are identical. And if you know the rocks, you know the rocks. There's no like debate about it. It's a very simple extension of the geology. We're 55 kilometers away, I think, which is not a long way in geological terms. But more importantly, the rocks are identical. So, and we've got copper mineralization. So I think there's no question about that. But there is a question as to how big a deposit we've got. Just because Tizet's got 130 million tons doesn't mean that we're going to have 130 million tons.
Yeah,
Because,
so that's
yeah, but
130
yeah.
million tons at about 1%, so it's like 1.3 million tons of contained.
I think it's 0.9%. So, yeah, about 1 point whatever, two, just below
1.2
perhaps.
million tons
Yeah.
of contained copper, yeah. Okay.
So, that obviously we're going to have either, if we stop drilling today, we'd have a mini dessert. If we carry on with success, we'll have a mid-size one, and if we're very, very lucky, we'll have a sort of similar size Tizer. But we're not going for that. We're going for a company that started off with a market cap of like a less than a million when we signed the deal on this project. Our ambitions are, we don't want to be ridiculous and fantastical. We're just going for what was still quite a lot, 25 million tons. But we see every reason that we'll achieve that. And then if we're lucky, because let's not forget that geology and mining, and it's no one really knows what's going on. No one really understands it, and no one knows what you're going to find. And there's an element of luck, a very large element of luck. And if we're lucky, we'll find something big. But I think if we're unlucky, we'll still find something good. I think that's the key. Something good, and something good enough to have a good mine, a decent mine that could have a long mine life.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay, Charlie, I mean, what sort of are the next likely moves for you guys?
So we're setting up a technical committee, and Gero is very kindly, or just his network, because he's such a nice guy. He's got a good network of ex-colleagues, including, you know, quite a few from Rio Tinto. So on our technical committee, we're going to have one of his ex-colleagues helping us. I mean, it might have been behind the scenes. The chap isn't even being able to be paid at the moment. But what he's going to do is help us sort of... We've got a South African mining consultant lined up who are going to do the feasibility study effectively. But they're going to sort of combine the metallurgy and the processing work from Morocco, and the sort of tailings that will be done in Morocco, the water will be done in Morocco, electricity, and they'll do basically the mine scheduling and bring it all together into a feasibility study. And so on our side, our team is going to have this ex-Rio guy, you know, a Brit, a geo, obviously our senior geologist and COO Nurdin, and maybe someone else from Gero's network. So we basically, you know, it's not just me. We've got some proper quality people making sure that our South African consultants are doing exactly what we want and not too much, because we're trying to do this mine development, not on a shoestring, like high quality work, but exactly what we need. We're not just going to go to a consultant and say, oh, can you do us a feasibility study? And then they're, you know, whack on the premium. We're just going to them and specifically asking exactly what we need, which in my mind at the moment is just the mine scheduling, mine profiling, just sort of designing the mining. But, you know, I've got stuff to learn about this process. But that's all sort of happening in June. We're actually going out mid-June for a bit of a session, site visit, and, you know, just a debrief session somewhere in Marrakesh. So things are moving ahead, and all is well.
Very good. Well, we look forward to speaking to you in the not too distant future, and see how things develop in CMRS.
Yeah. Charlie Long, CEO of Critical Mineral Resources, thanks very much for appearing on the podcast.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.